Hello, friends. Yes, I do in fact relate to an angsty alien tattoo artist. If you're here for the title, yes, it is not just clickbait. We are going to talk about why it is that I relate so deeply to this character who, is angsty, does tattoos, and is alien. So I'm going to back up a little bit and explain what we're talking about. First of all, the character that I'm talking about is an alien from a book called Mark Maker by Mary Jessica Woods. And this book is fascinating in terms of the world is very well built. And I am not a huge sci-fi person usually. I just don't often connect with it, but this book is different, you guys. I connected a lot with the main character like crazy. And I wanted to kind of unpack why I think that is and why we all might relate to this angsty alien tattoo artist. I'm going to start by backing up and reading the actual back of the book, just to give you guys an idea of what the story is about. So let's read that. For the Noxan people, tattoos define identity. They commemorate birth, ancestry, accomplishments, even crimes. As a tattoo artist living on an ancient generation ship, Marikel Sirix has sworn to paint the truth. So, when he becomes an unwilling accomplice in the banishment of an innocent man, he's horrified that he's broken his oath, and his eyes are open to the mystery of the underbelly, the realm of outcasts. Despite risks to himself, the young markmaker begins to secretly help the ship's exiles. So there's this whole culture that Mary has built about Noxian people. They look different than humans. They have four eyes, for example. So they're very, very alien, to the point where this is usually where I stop relating to them because they look so different. If I saw one, I might even think they're kind of scary. But they have this society that's based around tattoos. So obviously being a mark maker is pretty important. It's a pretty huge role. So I'll keep reading. But more trouble is brewing. The Sirix Guild, which regulates the ceremonial tattoos, engages in a power struggle with the Ascendants, a domineering political faction, and the conflict threatens to destroy the fragile peace among the Noxian clans. Amidst this discord, an enigmatic artist named Hazarux singles out Marikel to be his apprentice for hidden reasons of his own. As Marikel ventures deeper into a maze of political strife, ancient clan secrets, he realizes that his pursuit of justice may not only cost his reputation, it may cost him his life. All right, so lots of big names that are easy to get lost among, but basically there's a bunch of clan struggles and there's this tattoo artist that kind of gets caught in the middle of everything and is trying to figure out his own, what he wants to do with his own moral compass and what to do in his society where he's held in esteem, but he feels like he is broken his oath to always paint the truth. So hopefully that gives you a little insight into the story. If you haven't read it already, please definitely do. I think that'll be really, really good. Oh, I just closed the book and lost my my quotes that I was going to give to you. That's okay. I'll just have to try to remember them. All right. So in a previous episode, you guys, I did chat with Mary Jessica Woods. I'll try to provide a link down below. And we talked about what it meant to paint the truth. If you're interested in all of that, definitely check it out. I'll have to put down below what date that was and what episode it was. But it was really fun chatting about this character and how she'd created this world, how this character kind of came to be. But today I'm going to focus on something a little bit different. I just want to talk about Marikel and why he is so ridiculously relatable. I just reread it recently and I loved it. And I've noticed that a lot of reviews that they're glowing and they're also saying the same thing. Like, I had no idea that I could relate this deeply to an alien and a tattoo artist, which, you know, even if we're not, it feels like we should have a little bit of a harder time connecting, but I think it's a testament to Mary's excellent writing. So let's just dive in. What is it about him? And I think number one might surprise people, but I think it's real. Marikel is a product of his culture. This is kind of crazy because he has a very different culture than we do as human beings. He feels alien. They have different foods that they eat. They have different drinks that they have. They have different cultural norms as well. He talks once about seeing half sight, aka someone only with two eyes like us. And he just talks about how strange it was to see this other person and how horrible he felt when he saw this person's blank skin. You know, they didn't have tattoos, or that particular person didn't have tattoos. And it was just this really, you know, difficult thing for him to kind of wrap his head around, that someone could be honorable but be completely markless. And so it's strange. It's very different than our culture, where, you know, we might not see tattoos as necessary for being an honorable person. We do have, I guess, a culture that we've been steeped in, and that does impact us. I love that that Mary Woods is looking at how our culture can impact us, and she gives us this really clear image into Markle's mind when he starts to struggle with his culture, when he feels like it might not be everything that he wanted it to be. He knows he's influenced by it. He's a mark maker. He has status. He wants to live a certain life that he's been taught to enjoy and does enjoy, but he begins to realize that not everything is as it should be in his culture, and he starts to feel really fake and torn as he tries to navigate this culture, which he now is seeing problems with. This is so, so good, because I think it's relatable in the sense that we are all impacted with our culture, and we can find discomfort in that, in loving certain elements of it, and maybe realizing that other elements are not ones that we're as comfortable with. I think there is this this kind of thought pattern that I've seen sometimes, where people feel like they're different. And we all are different, so I do want to affirm that. But there's this idea that we're kind of outside the culture, that we see it in a unique way, when really we are impacted. We have been raised in a certain culture. And just this ability for Mary to show, yes, there is a clear culture. We're inundated in it. We are influenced by it. But then we're still able to rise above it, or, you know, kind of work within that. But it can be difficult, is really complex look at humanity and society, and I love it. It's really refreshing to have a character like Markle, who is a product of his culture, and he knows that, and he's trying to work with that, with the frame that he's been given. And he's you know, increasingly aware of how his own moral compass and the culture, the society that he lives in, their rules and regulations aren't quite aligning quite right. So this raises, I guess, a good discussion question that I really want to think about is, how does my own culture influence me for good or bad? I think it's a really retrospective question that can be helpful to ask. Yes, we're born in different cultures, and that there's a lot of different elements we could look at here, whether it's our family culture that we've been raised in, our you know, ethnic culture, our religious culture, whatever it is, there are so many layers of society around us. And asking, like, looking at that honestly and saying, hey, how does this make me better? Or how does this make me worse? How does it align with who I want to be? And then, so then we can ask the next question, how do I dig deeper into those roots, or pull back and kind of create a new course for the culture of myself going forward? So I don't know. I feel like this kind of wrestling with ourselves, this questioning ourselves, is really deep. And I think that that's part of the reason we love Markle, is because maybe we don't eat the same foods as him, but they're very recognizable, or there are elements that are recognizable that he's working with that we also have to work with in a different way, maybe. So yeah, that's the first reason. I think he's very relatable in that he's steeped in his culture, but he's trying to work within that. And I think it's a really interesting idea. Number two, he's an artist. That's a big piece of why this works so well. An angsty tattoo artist. Angsty artists, like, artists are stereotyped to have, like, a certain level of angst, but it's, from what I've seen, fairly true. They can be a dramatic bunch. And I don't know if this is what is it? If this is just artists either, I think humanity can be a pretty dramatic bunch. But it's really relatable. He loves his work. He can get caught up into it. I wish I could have that quote. I think there's a part where it's, I wish I could have that quote. All right, I'll keep looking for it. But I love that Marakel is so so intent in his art, so obsessed with his art. And there's this point where he says, you know, I saw this glitter of joy, that was the joy of an artist sharing his work with a similar mind. And I love this quote because I was like, this is exactly what Mary is doing. She's sharing her love of writing with us, and it's very meta. So I love that in this book, he really can change the world with his art. His art is tattoos, but these have, of course, significance on a society level. They show if a person is married or not. They show how much, you know, what ranking you have. There's all these different things. And so his art really does impact a person's life on a day-to-day basis, how people perceive that person, how that person is treated. His art is going to have a massive, massive impact. It's very highlighted, but it's in Marakel's case, his tattoos have an instant, visible impact on the lives of the person that he is, you know, doing the tattoo for. If he paints an exile mark, that means that person will not be accepted anywhere. That person will have a horrible rest of their life. And that's why it's so important that he always, always paints the truth, because you want to paint what the person deserves. That's why it's so problematic when he fails, or he feels like he's failed at doing this. It's terrible because he's painted something that's going to impact a person unjustly the rest of their lives. It has a lot of weight. And I love this. It's so relatable as an artist, but probably just as a human being in general, because what we create does impact the world like that. It might not be quite as visible, like a tattoo on a body, on a face, on an arm, but it might be highlighted more in Mark Maker. But Marakel's experience of being an artist and needing to paint truthfully because it impacts the world is a true thing in our own society as well. It can be difficult, I think, especially, it can be always difficult for human beings to figure out what painting the truth looks like. What are we supposed to do with the art talent that we have, or whatever talent we have, but specifically in Marakel's case, and my case, an artist, right? Where we're looking at, there are society pressures. There are certain things that are going to get better statistics or better engagement on social media platforms. There's going to be certain things that our peers are going to appreciate looking at more or find more exciting. There are certain things that other people are going to like, our culture around us are going to like. But the question for an artist that I think is kind of buried deep sometimes inside of us is, you know, what does it mean to paint the truth? What does it mean to be authentic for ourselves? I guess that's the question that this section, that this, you know, him being an artist kind of raises in me. What does it mean for me to paint the truth? How can I be more authentic in my art? Because there's a level where this art is going to impact people. This art is going to hopefully do something inside of another human heart. So that kind of leads me to another question, actually, which is, what good is my art doing, or what impact is it having for good or bad? I feel like in this day of social media, of visualizations all over the place, this should not, you know, this should not be a surprise whatsoever. Of course, what we consume visually is going to have a massive impact on ourselves. If there are certain art that kind of is uplifting, right? Maybe it's a picture of something inspiring or something incredibly beautiful, and it takes us out of our heads for a moment and just lets us sit and see something in a new way. There's also art that turns, you know, that might be looking at a person in an objectifying manner, where we're looking at a person not as much as a person, but as a tool somehow. So the way we paint people, the way we write about people, the way we portray people in movies is so, so important. I think we're seeing, you know, I don't want to get too deep into all of the media wars that I see sometimes kind of sprout up on my favorite social media platform, Instagram or YouTube. You know, there's these kind of media things where it's, oh, you got to portray someone like this or like that. I think it's a sign, it's a really good sign in some ways that we do understand that how we portray people, who we portray, how we portray who is on the screen or who's on the paint in the painting, how and who, all these questions really, really matter because they do impact our culture. So then it gets to a question of what does it look like to paint something authentically or present something authentically? How do we do that? And I think as artists, as anyone who has any kind of output, whether you post things on Instagram or you make YouTube videos or you make paintings or you write books, I think it's such a good question for us to say, what impact is it having? Is it having a good impact or a bad impact? How can I be more authentic? How can I paint what is really true, good, and beautiful? And so Marakel is an artist where his struggles really resonate with my own as a writer and a painter. And his struggles also call me, I think, to be a little bit more self-aware when I'm doing things and not just do things for likes. We should never do that, right? We all know that. But not to do things for likes or for acclaim or anything like that, but to make sure that as an artist, we are doing something that is completely authentic and true to the best of our abilities. And I think that's beautiful. All right, so I relate to Marakel because of his connection with his culture, because he's an artist. And finally, I relate to him because he has a desire to be better than he is. And this is really, the story starts to kind of pick up as he realizes he's done something which makes him feel horrible. He has given an exile mark to a man that he believes is actually probably innocent. And that kind of breaks him a little bit. It really stresses him out. And I love the tension in Marakel. He wants to operate in his society. He appreciates the status that he has. But he also struggles with this kind of growing knowledge inside of him that he could do better. Okay, he could do better. And I like this because I think that there is this tension, you know, where you want to become better and you want to be happy with who you are. And there's this, it can kind of feel like a tension instead of a smooth path. And I think this is kind of getting back to the being impacted by culture thing, but we can be really influenced or feel like we're not quite where we want to be, feel like we're not hitting certain standards, or feel like we're hitting standards but not hitting the ones we place for ourselves. And I love seeing this kind of shift in Marakel throughout the story where he's struggling with his culture and then he begins to struggle more with himself, this growing knowledge inside of him that he can be better. And it's really kind of terrifying in some ways because he's realizing he actually can step up in ways. So I guess this kind of leads me to this question. Are there any pressures in my life that I give into that make me worse? So are there external forces that are kind of putting pressure on me to become less than I could be, less than I should be, right? If I can be that good, I should be, right? So I don't know. I think that this kind of desire to be more than we are is really good because a lot of us, we want to keep pushing to our full potential, and I think that's beautiful. And I like that Marakel, there's this kind of uncomfortableness at first in the story, right? He's really struggling with himself, but I love his journey. And I'm not going to try to give too much away, of course, but I want to say I love his journey throughout the story in dealing with this. And it's very relatable. And it's also just really good to kind of be called out in a certain way and be like, hey, well, is there any way that you could be leveling up that you're not? Because if so, yeah. Here's kind of your call to start leveling up and to throw off, to kind of rise up despite those pressures if possible. All right, so those are the three reasons. Marakel is a part of his culture, but he's learning how to work within it. He's an artist and he wants to be better. It's incredibly relatable, and it's also just really good to kind of hold a mirror to ourselves. I think that's what fiction does, doesn't it? It holds a mirror to ourselves in a lot of ways and lets us analyze ourselves. So not only is Marichal relatable, but he also is really showing us, you know, or at least I felt like there was a lot of things that gave me food, a lot of points in Mark Maker, in Marichal's story, that gave me food for thought of how do I want to grow as well? How do I want to be a better, more authentic artist? How do I want to become more than maybe am at this moment? And how do I work within a culture acknowledging its impact on me, but accepting the good and rejecting the bad? So that's my little, those are my reasons. I love Marichal and I do relate to him, that angsty tattoo artist. If you haven't read it yet and you're interested, definitely go check it out. Check out, Mark Maker by Mary Jessica Woods. And it is a good sci-fi book. So if you like sci-fi, it's probably a good one to check out. But if you don't, I've also seen a huge trend of people who don't usually like sci-fi really enjoying this story. I think because it's a lot more about the internal human struggle than just, like alien wars or something like that. There's, you know, that element of alien war and tension and stuff. But it's really a lot more focused on this internal what it means to be a human being on some level, which is really, really cool. So definitely check it out. But and if you think that there's anyone who might also relate to this alien tattoo artist, feel free to pass the podcast along as well. I'd love to chat more about this and more about how books impact our lives. They truly are magic in the ordinary. And I will see you next time.